Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshin. Our shir is a schus for Refuah Shalema Min HaShamayim, for Malka Frida Bas Rochel, Tinuk Ben Ruchama Brandel, Elisheva Esther Bas Shifra Nechama, Sara Bas Bina, Tinuk Ben Shira Yehudis, for any of the members of the IDF, may they have a refuah shleima min hashamayim bimheira. And for any of the hostages, may Hashem Yisparach bring them all home immediately, safe and sound. Also, besuras tavas for Sara Edel bas Elisheva Miriam. In the Parsha, we learn about all the various karbonos. The Gemara Menachos says in the name of Rava, anyone who learns Torah, who's involved in Torah, does not need to have the Korban Oila, the Mincha, the Chatas, or the Asham. However, we learn another Gemara, and it seems to be exactly the opposite of the statement that Rava makes. The Gemara tells us in Tainus, Avram Avinu spoke to Hashem. Avram said to Hashem, maybe Bnei Yisrael are going to do Averis, and you're going to do to them just like happened in the generation of the Mabul. Hashem said, no, it won't happen. Avram Avinu said then, how can I know? How can I be guaranteed? Hashem said, take a calf, take a korban, and it's going to be a kapara for their averus. Avram Avinu said, that's good when there's a Beis HaMikdash and we offer korbanos, but what's going to happen after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? Hashem said to Avram Avinu, I guarantee you, I already have the order of all of the korbanos. As long as Bnei Yisrael will read it, they'll go through it. I'm going to consider it ke'ilu ki'amtia, as though they had actually brought the korbanos. The Zera Shimshin says, really, if you take a look at this Gemara, it doesn't seem to be in consonance with what Rava said. Because Rava said, as long as people will go and learn any part of the Torah, then they're going to have kapara, then their sins will be forgiven. However, the Gemara in Tainus says that a person specifically has to read about the korbanos. That is going to be what will be a kapara for Bnei Yisrael's averus. The Zera Shimshin tells us that the Yalkut Shmoni says that Chochma was asked, what is the punishment of a person that does an Avera? It answered, those that do an Avera should be persecuted by bad. At that point, Nevuah was asked, and Nevuah answered that the Neshama of the Baal Avera shall pass out from this world. The Torah said that the one who did the Avera should bring a korban, and that person will have kapara. Finally, Hashem said, the person should do tshuva and then be forgiven. This is really what the Yalkut wants us to know, that a person that will learn Torah will recognize that they have done an avera. They'll know the need to do tshuva, and then they'll come close to Hashem. What Rava was really saying is that when a person learns Torah, they will recognize the oneness of Hashem, the Ashkoch of Hashem in the world, and then they will not come to sin. The great Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, when he was a little boy, all he wanted to do was to sit and learn Torah. One time, his mother, the great Rebbetzin Malka, gave him a small bag of coins and told him that that is for him. He could buy whatever he wants. The next day, she said to him, Tzvi Pesach, tell me, what did you buy with the coins? He answered, I didn't buy anything for myself. In shul, when the Gaba came around with the pushka right after Kriya Satara, I put the money inside the pushka for tztaka, and I was mispalel that in the schus of the tztaka, I should understand, learn, and grow in Torah. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our Shir in the Zera Shimshin. I wish everyone may umke deliba, Bisuros Tavas, Yeshuas, and Nechamos.